One cable.
Okay, welcome everybody to our staged cable making lab. And what we're going to do is everybody's getting a cable and they've got one good end and one bad end on them. And in theory we're going to fix the good ends, the bad ends even.
First thing you have to do is make sure that the end of the cable is fairly flat. Right, so if you feel the end it should be...
Now we have these special little white clothes pegs. That's right. These are for stripping the hair.
Now, at the very end of them, closed end, there are two little holes, one sort of triangular, one is round. Right, and they're on a flat side. Now, what we need to do is put the cable through, and I'll do this for you, and then we'll do it yourself. Through the round hole.
We'll be looking through the round hole this afternoon.
And we sit so that this flat cable is flat against there. Okay? There's a blade on the side, got a blade in there. You've got to have the cable. So the cable is flat on there. So I'll take it out. And the one end's looking too bad. Okay. So there's a blade on one side. Goes through the blade. Now you turn the right way up.
Okay.
Get a suture press. But you put it through from the blade side, and I'll put it in place for you, so that it's poking through and it's flat. Flat against there. This means you're going to strip it at the right length.
So just
spin it.
I want you to do the putting in as well. So put it in there.
So this a little semicircle, sort of like
one of the strippers.
A cupped hand. That's both are being used.
I'll look at it. Yep. I think I've seen some.
Well, you can describe that in a second.
Yep.
And you need to sit the cable in with the blade side
closest to the middle of the cable.
Yeah, closest to the middle of the cable. And the edge of the cable should be flat against the other side of the stripper.
Stripper, yep.
Okay.
Now, through the round hole.
We'll get to you in a second.
We're looking at the stripping tool here, and basically you've got an open end and you've got a closed end, and you've got a blade on one side, and you put the cable in through the round end, which is and it comes through and it sits flush against the edge of the stripper, and you that's the blade side there, okay. And once you've done that, you then release the jaws and it will close itself on the cable, and then you spin it round and round and it will chop off the
that's perfect. Now, hold the cable.
Here's the other set if you need them.
Yep.
Yep.
There's the other side.
So, okay. In from the blade side.
Side.
Blade.
Oh, blade.
Blade. Yeah, right. Right. Goes in that way.
Oh, that would give you a
and
stop.
And then even with that. That's it.
Yeah. I've got a stop on.
No, it hasn't got a stop on it. You've got to get a stop on it. There you go.
And it's even there.
Hold it and then spin this up like that. Keep it down.
That's it. Yeah. Well, actually, you thought it dissimilar to the one I used a copper pipe. I mean, copper.
That's it. Now we've done it.
That's very similar.
Okay.
Okay, open it. Clamps down the bottom.
It's alright, I'll get it.
Open it. Push it. Yeah, look at that.
So you described
the other one.
I did. I talked all about that.
Oh, they cut things off.
Yeah.
Now we get to use our fancy wipes.
That's my leg.
Oh,
well, they're almost expensive. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I'm just sitting in the box.
That's all right, Ray.
Oh, it's a bit like medical stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny bit.
Bought Marlene a magnifying light
and have
it with no
shaker.
It's a little Ring light tube in it, light bulb.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. The association costs $230.
Right. Yeah.
He so bought it yes. through a medical
you
supply.
You need to get these pairs.
$480.
I'll get one for myself.
Wow.
Just because it was medical.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder about that, is he, guys?
Okay. Just one I prepared earlier.
You'll notice that Ian has an incredibly well-crimped cable. Brackets, it was probably done by Alex.
Who is this, Alex?
Alex is the guy
Alex
at the front.
The guy behind you.
Oh. Keep referring to him.
Yeah, that's Alex. Yeah, that's Alex.
We're just talking
he didn't know
nice
who you were. He was saying if it's a nice
you
cable, you probably crimped
slowly
it.
Slowly and in small words to this guy. He's got an arts degree.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes, but I bet I can write the submission better than you,
Ron. Pairs apart.
Whoa.
Like so. You're showing Sue so she can help.
There are four pairs.
What would you mean four pairs? There's six.
I thought there was eight wires.
Yeah, there's eight wires.
Six, actually.
Four pairs. Four
there's six
pairs.
Wires.
Four. Yeah. There's eight wires, four pairs.
All right. Blue to you.
Okay.
I'm just counting.
Now look, we have orange, white, orange, green, white.
Purple.
That's actually going to be blue, but that doesn't matter.
Okay, blue.
Blue, white, green, brown, white, brown. Yep. You guys are going to have to remember that order.
Oh, yeah, right.
So it's orange, white, orange. Green,
well,
white,
you don't do.
Blue.
Now we look at it like this.
He's got a chart. That's all right. He's got a chart.
I have. I've got a chart. I'm not remembering it, and I never intend to remember
okay.
it.
Okay.
Although if you've done as many as the famous Alex, he just sort of lines them up with another connector and goes crunch.
No,
I mean,
this whole computer industry is generally consistent.
Yep.
Well, this is the TIA 568A standard. It's sort of the TIA 568B standard.
Which standard is it?
Because housing electrics is standard to a point, but not completely.
In a different order.
Mm.
Yeah.
As Mr. Ian Murray found out with putting a life in my place.
Your place has to be difficult though, Gordon, you should know that.
Hmm. He leapt off on anything in the
matter. We might actually have to do both ends of these, because these are
with
weirdly...
current.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a filthy language. I never knew he knew such words.
Yeah.
Of course you did. You taught them to him.
Yeah. That's where I was looking. So that's the green one. So that's that. Okay, really nice.
Okay. So straight through, we're going to have to do the A's. This colour?
T568.
Right, so what we need to do is get them in the right order. So what you do is for each person, you get out the...
Green.
No, green, white.
Yep, and then the green.
Right, that way. Put that out first. Then you get the green one. And somehow bend it round, twist it. Until it's sitting next to it.
Yep.
Sue will be helping with this and I'll do some over here.
Orange, white.
Alright, then orange, white. Untwist them. If they're twisted. And get our orange, white.
Okay.
And sit that next to it. Alright. Hang on, I can't let go of it.
It's a pain job.
Yeah, it's... Well, this is the main reason you buy cables. It is painful to do.
No, you don't. You get our friend who's called Tabitha, and she loves doing it. And you get her to come over, and she makes your cables. But there's only one of her.
And where is she?
Oh, she's
she could potentially make a lot of money doing everybody's cable.
Okay, and be very careful because this one had the blue wire to break off. Yes.
Quality cable.
No, it had been too far.
So now you've got to strip it again.
Yes, now you've got to do it again.
It says if it's a needle copper, it'll break. Not a needle copper, it'll break. Just use it.
Start separating the cables out.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start separating, Graham?
Yes.
Yep. Come on, Graham, we'll start separating your green and white.
So what you've got to do is you tell the person who would make the cable
get me the, from the left hand side, we get the green white, then we get the green, sit them together. Now it's very important you don't strip them back too far too. Much easier to put wires in order, but it's extremely bad practice because you'll have too much untwisted on the end.
The other thing to keep in mind also is that if you have a boot that covers the connector, that you should put that onto the cable before you start doing anything, because you can't put the rubber things on once you've actually crimped the end on.
So we might put the boots on these as well. Why not?
Too bad if you're colour blind.
Well, yeah.
Not too bad if you're blind.
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay. Need to put the boots on first. I'll get Graham to do it. Here, put your hand out.
So you've got to put the boot on first before you do the colour sequence.
Yes. Yeah, otherwise you can't put the boot on. I'm not going to bother with mine.
Oh, I just had such a
good one. Here we go.
Boot on. You can't fit up my hair. I've just been blow drying.
No, I just checked a little bit.
She thinks it's like
Okay.
I hope you can handle
the cables. Yeah, that's it.
Really,
is this one all made up?
Yeah.
Of all the paper, no, yes. Hang on. Can you see?
Blue, white.
Right. Is that right? And they're all combined.
Yeah.
Was it green, white, and the left first?
Yeah.
Green, white, green, and then white.
Green, white.
Mm-hmm.
Green.
The green, white, yep. Green, you've got that.
How are you going with that?
Orange, white.
Are they all in, or is there something out of
it?
There's
the orange, white.
Hang on.
I've got a brown, white, and an orange, white on it.
Oh, we don't have a good damn care, do we?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey.
What is the orange? It looks brown to me.
Cable's going through, or
are
you
yep,
still
going
there?
Okay, your orange one.
Is
that's
just straight
on.
No, it stays on the end.
Yeah,
that is actually to protect the connector so that when you're pulling it through your bedroom wall, it doesn't catch on the doorway and break the little talker off the end of it.
Yeah. So
just hold it down on the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you getting him in order,
Gordon?
No.
I'm sorry, that's
green,
one.
Yeah.
The orange one, you've got to move them all around to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that for you. You don't have to remember it, Brian.
Yes, he does.
What does he?
Not that way. No.
Everybody I know Googles up the wire map and looks at it.
I don't look at it either. I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. I actually do know somebody who can just pick the connector up, pick the cable up and go crunch. But they've done a lot of them. They just
my condolences to them.
He says he can just picture the colours in his head and just go crunch.
I'm going to get them nice and flat, like this. Alright, nice and flat. Make sure they're in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just moved.
What happens if they're not?
Then the cables won't work.
Oh, is that it?
And they'll come up with nasty things on the cable tester, like, you got it wrong, Sue. No, it comes up with...
No, Sue.
You'll be sued.
That's right. Oh, dear.
Like a screamer, no. Graham.
Act of the hedge for you, Graham.
Green, white, green.
Hang on. You should have white, green.
Yep, white, green.
White, green.
Yep.
Orange, white.
Orange.
Yeah, orange, white.
It's a solid orange.
No, orange, white.
Where's the orange? It's the only one that can come close to it, that brownie coloured one.
Oh, that is brown, white.
And blue.
There's your orange right there.
Where?
It's orange. Well, give me mine. Mine might be a bit stronger colours, you might be able to tell.
It's a solid orange.
Also note that the quality of the cable will often tell you how good the colouring is on the insulation.
Okay.
The cable that's $20 a metre, 20 cents a metre, is that for a reason?
The colouring is not good.
Yeah, and the cable snaps off. And
In Gordon's case, his orange white is actually just white.
Yep.
There's no orange on it. But there is no other... free cable, so we know that's the right one.
Where's the blue going?
Blue comes after orange white.
Remember the time we had that really cheap cable and we just gave up after doing like three of them?
Yeah.
It was just so bad.
Oh god, I remember that from last year. That was terrible. It's hard to get together, man. It's thick.
Yep, they certainly are. They are horrible things to do. But we all have to be punished with it at least once.
You're not wrong. It's really hard to shift.
Yeah, Gordon, you've been doing these a bit hard with the old stripper.
Hmm?
You know, I know you like your strippers, but...
you don't be too hard on your strippers. I don't want to know how many times you rotated it. Just be easy on the strippers.
Blame me, just shoddy wire, that's all
it is. Oh.
Yes, workman tools.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got those ones. What's after beyond blue?
Okay.
Blue, and then blue, white, and then orange, and then
green, white.
Well, why they format it so that they're hard to screw, twist?
So we're going to have to read the song for this one, so remember. Mm-hmm. Was it the green stripe first?
No, it's a green stripe, then the green.
Yeah, green, white, green.
Green.
Orange, white.
Orange, white.
Blue, isn't it?
No, it's green, green, white, green.
Green.
Orange, white.
It's
blue.
Blue.
Hang
yeah.
On, hang on. Green, white, green.
No, this one's orange. This is a really bad stuff.
Since I've been paid for a snack. What's the next bit?
blue, white, orange.
Green, white, orange.
No, blue, white.
Oh, okay.
Blue, white, orange.
Blue, white.
Orange.
Orange. And that's what you do.
No, you're missing a couple of pairs.
That's what you don't do.
That's what you don't do.
Okay. We've got to do that again.
My brain hurts.
Green, white, blue.
Well,
that's what I would have done.
Grab and go.
What's the next one?
I'm not sure. I don't know the sequence. I never remember.
Green, white, green.
Green.
Yeah, we got
orange, white,
white,
blue.
Blue,
yeah.
Blue, white, orange.
Blue, white, orange. And then
orange,
brown,
white,
brown.
And brown, white, brown.
Because this poem doesn't rhyme because we're not. Because we're clowns.
I was going to say crimp your cable and then punch down.
Maybe if we actually crimped it a bit more, maybe if we stripped it a bit more, you could turn, you could get the colours better.
But yeah, if you actually strip it too much, you end up with untwisted bits of pear, and you end up with
green. We're orange.
So that's what I'm saying. Yes. We could get this going really good. Can you
and then we get Music Mania in to sing it.
Orange Bella Clavers.
Orange,
blue.
White.
Blue, white,
brown,
orange.
Blue, white, orange. It is.
Blue, white, orange.
Brown, white, brown.
Brown, white, brown.
There you go. Yeah.
Aren't we a clown?
God, no wonder you're not singing for a job. Sorry, dear.
I won't give up my
put
day job.
Put on a gown.
Crimp it down.
Yeah.
Then squeeze it down.
Green. Right, I've got mine.
Don't drop it.
If we get that into our head, though, that's good, eh?
Now you've got to stuff the connector in the end and make sure they all line up.
Yeah.
Right? Flat like that?
And it's easy for them to cross over, you know, cross over.
Oh, yeah.
Will grow.
Giraffes will grow.
Giraffes.
You check it.
Will grow big.
Yeah.
With old.
It's white, green, green, white, orange, blue.
And getting the order right, aren't
blue, you? White, and orange.
I think
so. Well,
yes,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's the problem I'm having here.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I won't.
Used to it.
No, that's actually, I think that is right.
Because the ones I've seen, the ones I've done,
now I've
gone.
Yes.
Orange, white, orange.
Orange, white, green.
White,
green.
No. There's a UTEP people A and B pin out. Yeah.
White, green.
Orange, one of them's one side of the crossover, one of them's the other side. If you do them both the same, it doesn't really make a lot of difference. You can
see
the two pin outs.
And you do blue.
Green, white, green.
Because I've seen them with the two oranges.
We shall.
Two.
White, blue.
Brown.
And solid orange.
Yeah,
we have brown, white, brown on one end on these ones.
Yeah.
And get
some
are,
it's like we used to have to remember. We used to have to remember the planets, and it was like closest to the sun. It was my favourite.
Yeah, make sure.
No. My very elderly mother just picked up
green.
Nine pins.
White,
no,
orange.
Mine was my.
My
earnest mother.
Yeah, blue.
Just
blue,
said,
blue,
yeah.
Blue, white.
Venus.
Where's Venus?
My very earnest mother. Just said, you naughty person.
Yeah, that's why you've
got
to hold your
finger
on.
There's no
painting
wall on
there.
Ian
knows a naughty version
of mine. I know he does. There's also a naughty version of the resistor colour code that we're not going into.
Oh.
Not while we're recording.
Not while we're recording. Yes, sprung.
Hope you're all enjoying our little serenade here.
And that was and that was Geraldine.
That was not. She's well-behaved one here. Especially when she's asleep.
When you're speaking Geraldine.
It'll gel with her eventually, don't you worry.
You've got IND in your name, so.
I-N-E in my name. According to Charlotte, it's Geraldine.
You've got D-I-N-N, like G from Geraldine, and the I-N from the last.
Yeah.
I think you can make a word, your last remaining 6 letters to make an anagram.
How did you forget Geraldine?
There's actually an internet anagram generator.
I've got a package called Wordy, which is a word analysis tool for DOS, which was made about 9-10 years ago.
Ah.
And it does some anagrams, crossword puzzles.
Now you get it that way. And you slide them all in without mucking the order up.
And okay. That's the tricky bit, boys and girls.
Because my green and green white then just swapped order.
Crossed over.
Yep. So there you go. Getting back. Yeah, and he's got to hold the finger on here.
Hold them
in the right order.
Green and the brown was three. So go again.
Gemma's seen them as green and brown as 3 and 6.
Well, I've seen all sorts of different bloody.
Well, yeah.
I've done it.
Check the top.
Because if you twist the green and the brown, it's like a tree.
I haven't even got one.
Way around.
What have I done?
Nothing.
I told you have the clip facing down.
Yeah. What do you mean down? Down.
Flip down towards the ground.
Are you sure you don't have mine? Here?
I'm alright.
Oh, mine's facing up the top.
Oh no.
Pull it off. Carefully. Hold the cables with your fingers like that.
I'm sorry, but how am I supposed to do this?
They tell you the right order. You put
them
in the right
order. Yeah, I hate doing this. You can hardly see them either.
Yeah, it's like you do it once and you go. Orange, white,
blue. Yes, green, white, green, orange, white, blue.
It's so fiddly, I'm getting cramps in my thumbs. Is it? Yep. And I can't remember the rest. So
how
do you
do
it?
Oh
dear, oh dear.
Now, when we have this in our brains, you'll be very impressed.
We'll put it this way: if we get the song right, it'll give the people who really do want to know the colours, they'll be able to remember that.
Tell us what comes after.
We'll write it out, and we'll send it to the.
Blue and white. Oh, okay. So green, white,
blue, white, orange, white, blue, white.
Brown, is that right?
No.
Orange. Green. No, because it's 1, 2, 3.
Yes,
it's green, white, green.
It's so green, white, green.
Green, white, green.
Orange, white, blue.
Blue, and then you
have. Then you have blue, white, orange.
Blue, white, orange.
Brown, white, brown.
And brown, white. And I've done it, and the clip goes down, right, Gary?
You slide it into the mouth, and then you squeeze the thing down, and it crimps down.
Yeah, I know that, but the clip goes down.
The clip goes down.
Yeah. Okay.
Pin 1 is on the left-hand side. If you're plugging it into your mouth, pin 1 is on the left-hand side if the clip's facing down.
Yeah.
If you plug in the cable into your mouth.
Seriously?
Now, what's after the blue-white?
Blue-white is orange.
Orange.
Yes, we know.
Can I move
this
grain
to hold?
Yeah.
Not to fiddle with, to
heaven
to hold.
Oh.
Just solid brown or brown white?
No, brown, white, and brown go on the end.
Yeah.
Which order?
Brown, white, brown.
Brown, white, brown.
So on the very end.
Okay. On the outside. Just that pull the paint off.
Yeah. I think I've got it right.
So by the end of this lesson, folks, we will release our albums.
We will.
With the correct order.
I think there is. We'll get Gemma in with the guitar next week.
Yeah, good idea.
And
you bring in your flute, I'll bring in my piano accordion, and there we go.
The flute's too complicated. I have to practice on the weekend. I'm useless. I can't figure out what all the buttons do. There's too many buttons on it. Stupid thing.
Scott plays too.
Yeah, I know.
Hmm. Have you got your clip on, or is that the only one there?
What? I've got a clip on you.
Just when you thought you were finished, Sue, you got mine.
Hmm. I'll soon have to go pick up Shani soon.
No, you're trying to get rid of me, aren't
no.
you?
No, I was just trying to get you out of the...
So really, that's all the level.
That's right, Susan.
Don't call me Susan, I don't respond to that.
Sue?
Yeah,
that looks right, I'm not sure.
I've always got to be kind of... Oh, got it. Yeah.
Hey, it's just been there. I'm not sure if it's right now.
What if you had, Gordon? Mm-hmm. Brown at the end?
Oh, it moved when you pulled it out.
Because he didn't push it in enough.
No, that's why I wanted to make sure we read before I pushed it.
Ian will be here in a minute. It's brown at the end.
And what about wires? Is it a little thing like a set of prongs you can actually put each wire over, hold it in place?
Brown.
Oh, I had it right.
He had it right and he went and pulled it off.
It even gives you the... You know.
Okay. This look good?
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
I had a pole and everything.
Okay, I think we can stop recording until we actually get it right.
Okay. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This contract is no longer
cut off.
Yeah.
Has to go up to the ridge on the connector itself. So get a connector. The blue has to go up all the way to that.
Yeah.
And on here it hasn't, but we're not going to worry about it.
Well, if it had, it would be able to, you'd actually be able to crimp down.
It crimps it down, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's right. The blue's gone.
Okay, Geraldine is ready to crimp. The anticipation is building.
We have a crimping device.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Don't try and do your hair with it.
I promise not to.
Now, at the very end of it, away from the clampy, handly bit, there is a hole that will fit a... RJ45, and it will only fit in from one side.
Uh-huh.
So here you go, here's your end of the cable. It will only fit one way up. Do not pull the end of the cable off now.
I will be in real strife. Well, that feels like that goes downwards. Right, that way.
Oh, look at that, got to go all the way in, and you should be able to feel it from the other side. If you're using a lot of force, it's normal. Okay, just feel on the other side.
You can feel
the connectors just come through a little bit. That's it. Now, with all of your strength, squeeze the handle together. And we listen for it. So your fingers break.
Did I have my Wheaties this morning?
Okay. Hear that little click that went at the end? It was a tiny little... That is it. So let go, and now it will just come out.
The crackle of your fingers.
So, Susan?
It will come out.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, there we go.
So it's green, white, green.
Green.
Orange, white, blue.
Okay.
Orange, white, too.
That is
crimped. Orange, white, blue.
Orange, solid orange.
This will actually come
orange
apart.
And white.
Okay,
because
blue.
It was stripped too far back,
yeah.
And as the crimp is pushed down on the very tip of the blue sheath that goes around the cables, it's pushed back a little. Alright, so that is not a marvellous
connection,
but it will do for our testing purposes. Right, pass the crimpers over to young Mr.
Here.
Yes. Where's his cable?
His cable is
there. Gerald, hang on to that.
Because we're going to test it.
Test
which is his?
Oh, hang on.
There's two. Jordan's got two.
One of them's not crimped, but one end is not crimped. That end is crimped. Second. Hang on. We just crimped Graham's. Remember I said Graham's is a little bit too far back?
Yeah.
Yes, because that one is not crimped. So Graham's going to crimp yours.
Okay. So you've got to get
green,
light green, orange, white, blue. Blue, white, orange.
Okay, hold those
green,
up.
White, green.
You would,
green.
Blue, white, brown.
The way if you do that, is hold it out
to see
in
you
your hand. That's it.
Right.
And the cable can only go in one way.
Need the green, white.
So you've got the green, white. Orange, white, blue. You've got orange, white.
You've
got blue. Full blue.
The blue should be
in there. It goes in square. So squarely
meaning. It takes time, Kerry.
It does.
It's an angle.
Just after that.
So you have orange,
now,
white, blue, then blue, white.
Wait for the little click.
That must be blue, white, maybe.
Probably need both hands.
No, it's brown, white.
No, because you have to have blue, white, then the orange.
Okay. Now, if you squeeze, you're using the leverage.
Then the orange.
Orange.
And then the brown, white.
What's up, Dick?
Okay.
I didn't hear a click.
I did.
What are you
laughing at? Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
right. Oh, really?
Cool.
After the blue, white, it's orange.
So we'll pass Geraldine's back.
Okay.
We could do that.
I've got yours.
We have to take another oscilloscope.
And we're going to go over to the cable tester. Keep
going.
Actually, where is the cable tester? Because will we hear it from there? Or are you going to yell?
Bring it over.
Ah, right, huh?
We have two cable testers. We have a cheap and nasty one worth about $700.
Okay, and
sorry, costing about $700.
And what's that one called? Is it a, you know,
it's a Fluke 620 LAN cable meter.
Right.
Basically, all it will do is tell us if the cable is wired correctly, how long it is, and those sorts of things.
Is it talking?
No.
Nope. But what is going to happen is I'm going to plug this in.
Yep, got that.
Orange, white, blue.
Okay. Who asked about if the cable's in the other end, another room?
That was Dean.
Dean asked about that. Right. One end of the cable, we have this little piece.
Yeah.
This looks like a thumb drive with a RJ45 on the end.
Can I just have a look at it?
I'll pass it over in a sec. Yep.
Blue.
Which way
are you working?
From the left.
Oh, it does look like a thumb drive with an RJ45 on the end.
You can actually plug that into patch panels.
Yep.
And all.
Ah.
So to actually check it with a cable, we need to use a
gender bender.
Female RJ45 adapter.
Ah. So we take that and just over here near the microphone, we turn it around the right way and it should go click. There we are.
That just comes off.
There we go. And we hand the thumb drive back.
So now what we've done is we've got a gender bender that will change it from a male, which is the RJ45 plug, to a socket.
Yeah.
All right. So let's plug that in there.
I got close.
You did it.
But no prize.
No, it's hard to do.
And at one end, we go
and plug the cable into that cable
tester. So there we go. I'll get my cable tester and hope that the batteries are still working. Yes.
Couldn't do it with only port sight. So if you've got poor sight, you couldn't do it.
No cable, it says to me. Now, it has a rotary switch, which has positions off, test, length, wire map. So we all know rotary switches, we just turn the...
Yep. Turn the switch, yep.
Round to off, test, length, wire map. Going clockwise, of course. Okay. Young Graham is holding one end, while I plug it into the 240 volts. Suck. There he goes. Okay, so I've got the other end in the meter.
Is it wrong?
Graham is holding the end with the little dongly thing on it. And I've turned it on to test. It automatically starts testing. We've got a pass on a 6-foot cable.
Wow.
I can now go to length, and it's telling me pairs 1 and 2 are 6-foot, and pairs 3 and 6 are 6-foot. We could always change this to
metric
if we wanted to. 4 and 5 are 6-foot, 7 and 8 are 6-foot as well. I'll just change that to metric because it'll give us a little bit more...
Into the inaccessible menu.
Yes, into the inaccessible menu. We can change through, and I'll read through the different things we can do. Some of them anyway. We can do EIA TIA 4 pair, 10 base T2 pair, token ring, TPPMD, USOC, whatever that is, 4 pair, USOC 3 pair, 2 pairs of socks, no, sorry, USOC 2 pair, DEC MMJ 3 pair, EIA TIA 4 pair, and we're back to 10 base T2 pair.
Shouldn't you be doing EIA TIA 4 pair?
We can do that.
Because yeah, you've got all 4 pairs there.
Yes, we have. So we're going, there we go. We're on that, I'll go enter.
Okay.
We're doing Cat 5 cable, or we could do Cat 4, Cat 3, Cat 5. So this only does up Cat 5.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the wire size, in this case AWG24, and I think that's actually correct. Yes, that's written on the cable, so you go and get your tea lady and say, what's written on this cable?
No, yes,
AWG24.
Orgs.
Orgs.
Yes, right. Okay, calibrate the cable, no. Beeping's on. Oh, beeping's handy.
Beeping's useful.
We can add contrast to our LCD.
Oh, that's useful.
And then we're back. All right, so that's the end of the setup.
Yep.
So now we test. Give me metric. I'd like you to see metric. So I'll hunt through and find metric later on. All right, we can do a wire map on it. And it's actually come up. Controllers, pins 1 and 2. We can add, connect to pins 1 and 2. 3 and 6 are connected to 3 and 6. 4 and 5 and 4 and 5, 7 and 8 is 2, 7 and 8, so we know we've got a wonderful straight through cable.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Next, we do Geraldine's cable.
Oh, God.
So
she did it all by herself.
Just a few buttons.
Yep, I'll show you while Geraldine plugs her little dongle thingy in.
If you've got a dongle, are you ready to connect it at the first sign of testing?
and a rotary switch.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the word dongle, don't they?
Dongle to find out.
Yes.
Okay, that's correct. So you get the cable into there, mm-hmm. it's just like plugging in your laptop. That's it.
And we are recording, so that's as far as we'll go with that.
All right. That end goes into, there's a RJ45 on the end of that. This one also does 10Base 2, and it's got an AUI. I think it's got an AUI. It's got a RS232, I think. Turn it to the first position. It says testing.
Nah.
Fail. Fins 1 and 2 are open, so we've got a faulty cable here. Let's move down and see what else. 3 and 6 are open. 5 is open. Pin 8 is open. This is not looking good.
I don't think it'll work.
I don't think it'll work at all. That's good. You did this on purpose, didn't you, Geraldine? We
yes,
need to
yes.
Cable to show off.
I actually did this on purpose.
No, she pulled the lid off.
So that we could have this for the demonstration.
Okay. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 6, 5 and 8 are open.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Y-Map says 4 and 7 are connected nicely. So this is a very secure UTP cable.
That's right. No network traffic will.
And you probably only get
one
both,
phone line.
Both negatives on the power for the power
over. So what has cost over?
It's stonkered, mate. All the, it's got open circuits.
So what we'll have a quick look at is we'll see where. But we're not going to fix this cable, but we want it for the other one.
Yeah.
Now, my guess looking at this cable is there's no visible breaks in it. So probably what has happened is when the blue sheet has been stripped off, it has actually cut through one of the wires. And that's something you've got to be very careful of. So what we're going to do now is get the expensive cable meter.
How much did it cost? It
cost us originally about $25,000.
Ooh! Did it not jam? Was it not connected properly?
Nowadays you can pick up something that does quite a bit more than this one. Now this one may not have power. Sort of charge it earlier. You can pick up these Fluke ones now for somebody left it on, didn't they?
No.
Alright, we're gonna have to charge it up, so we'll do it in a sec.
Yeah.
We'll pause recording, we're gonna charge this up.
Alright.
Yep. We're recording
here? Yeah, we are now.
Okay. We tried our $650 one, and that worked fine. We have a good cable and a bad cable. Good cable, bad cable. Now we've opened up the other one that we have. This is a one from Dick Smith Electronics. Pretty dicky. And it's a very, very simple test. It doesn't check for much at all. Basically, it has two RJ45s on it, which you plug both ends of the cable into, if you can. And that'll just loop it around. It has a set of 8 LEDs. For each of those two connectors, so 16 LEDs altogether, a test button and an auto manual test, which is a push down button, and then a power button as well. It'll do 10 base T, RJ45, RJ11, token ring AT&T 258A and EIA TIA 568. Comes with a couple of connectors to convert that. I've got a RJ45 to BNC. So that's how you check your cables at that end. And I have an RJ45 to RJ45. It also has a little dongly one to go at the other end in case you've got a cable to another room.
Got it.
So we'll use our dongly sort of thing. So here you go, Graham. Plug one end into your dongly thing.
Highly technical descriptions here.
It is. Now your dongly thing has a set of 8 LEDs on it as well, one for each wire.
Oh, yeah,
bigger.
You couldn't get it back right.
Don't force it, Graham. It's gently, it'll fit in if you get it in the right orientation. That's it, very nice, very nice.
It's a cheap awesome. $65 you think they need a coil.
So look, it's got to go. Feel for the tag, the little tag on it.
Yeah.
Right. Feel for the tag on the other, on the dongle thingy. I'm going to trade my
tag. Look at it where you put it on.
Alright.
So you know what it looks like.
Tag.
Mm-hmm.
And line it up with a dongly thingy tag.
Red
light. Blue light. Orange. Gently
blocking them.
Now we get
actually it's keeping them in order.
It's twisting one.
You just can't get the tip on.
through that way.
It's going to make it too fat.
That's it. Now, okay.
Oh, yeah, really. Just one thing with
the hold it like this.
Yeah.
Don't. This is fine stuff. Get it by the end. Hold it close to it.
We can keep it on or not, depending on the
right. Right.
Yeah.
Line up. And
then
you get it.
Just gently
slide it in. We'll do it mostly.
Hold things like this.
Yeah. Okay, so we got that in. Make sure it clips all the way in.
Yes.
And I'll plug it into the table tester. And when I press on, it's going through.
It's 10 to 3, Sue.
Oh, yeah. Can't even sit here, so the other young lady. And what it's doing is these LEDs on the cable tester, the handheld cable tester bit, not the dongly bit, they're bar graph. So we've got this, like a Knight Rider light going across for each of the wires. So that's why I want 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 G. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 across on the handheld one. At the other end, we've got the normal round LEDs, which you can actually feel up and down the dongle thing. And the light going on goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we can see if the LED comes on, the wire is connected, and that is the only test it's giving us. Are the wires connected? If you happen to wire one the wrong way round, so you mixed up pins 2 and 3, you may not be able to pick it up from here. Because if you wired wrong at the handheld unit, it will still go pin 1, 2, 3, but at the other end, you will just get a light out of order. So it'll go 1, 3, 2, and that's the only way you can pick it up. So if you, unless you've got someone who knows what they're doing with this particular one, it may not work very well. So there we go. Have a look at that one, and I'll pass it over to Kerry to describe.
Okay.
Do you want to just have a quick look?
Yep.
There's lots of flashing lights going up and down and across on that.
Okay.
But you'd be able to get a sighted person to the local tea lady, janitor, cleaner, whatever, to have a look
at there we are.
What lights are on.
It looks like the dongle thing has, as you said, that's a power light and a whole lot of front to
that. Okay, too long.
Oh, just a fraction.
Okay, so you've got a power light, and you've got 8 lights, and it's got this little long, square, flat thing that's about 3/4 of an inch square and about 2 inches long. Then the other end's got another box with 2 RJ45s and a switch. That's all very minimalistic.
Before you try stuffing it in there, you have to make sure it's the right length.
To tell you the truth. Have you seen one of these?
It's a good idea while it lasts,
isn't it? Not here. No, she's there. She's just concentrating on something.
Ah.
Got a headphone on.
I was just showing you your attention, this is the tricky wiki table tester.
Okay.
Swap meat variety.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We had to play with these.
Well, the lights. You need one more.
Okay, what we also have is we don't also just make drop leads, we also have wiring running around a building. Now, to do this, we need to have wall plates. Is it a wall plate? Pass it around. You've seen these all on the walls, that's why they're called a wall plate. Funny about that. And we need the RJ45 sockets for those as well. And this is one of the RJ45 sockets that fits into the. Yep. We can actually put one into there by hopefully might not be the right foot this wall socket. Here is one of the devices that goes into the wall socket. It comes in two parts. Let me just get another one.
No, I don't think so, dog.
Well, that bit of plastic just broke off, so we'll use that as our demo. And these are much easier to do. You have sharp little pointy bits on the UTP socket side, and the wires are going to be pushed into these pointy little bits. You feel... Oh, no, you closed up again. Okay, so right, I've got another one open. Here's the first half.
I'll give it to you in a second. Yep. Right. Sharp little pointy bits?
Yep.
The wires are going to be forced into those. Feel the sharp little pointy bits. Now, for us lucky people, on top of the connector that pushes the wires into those sharp little pointy bits are all the colours that we're going to use.
Can you see that there, or do you need to get closer?
Come, come close, Gemma. See if you can actually pick that up.
Just keep pushing the dog out of the way.
Yeah, that's it, Gordon.
Yep, well, that's it.
See a little sticker that goes on there?
Oh, what cool is that?
Purdy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what you do is you've got some wires in this one. I'll pass over to you and Seth, Gordon. Very carefully, Graham, before they all fall out. Here it is there. You can feel the wires. They run in the hole and around to the front. I'll open that one up for you, Gordon, and you can follow along as we talk.
You can follow along in your book.
This one's actually got a bit of the cable in it too, so that's good.
So those are the things that sit in the...
wall sockets.
Sit in the wall sockets. Yep.
Wriggling them out because the wires are in there. They're never meant to be reused, by the way, but we do.
Conservationist.
Naughty. No, cheap. Yeah, that one doesn't want to come out.
That
one. One of the wires is still connected to the ground wire.
Too many. There's none left now.
So you bend the wires around that former that you're holding there, Jordan. That's a bit of that, the sharp pointy bits.
And you've got chocolate bars.
And then you slide it together with this one. So, see how they slide together?
Oh, yeah.
Be in the right place. Holding them in place, and you just clip it together, and then that fits into the wall socket. So, pass that along.
So, what we have here
is your sharp pointy bit. Your wires are running through here. And you've got to get that. This takes a lot of very careful lining up. That way. There you go. And you just push it together. That one didn't have any wires, so it's easy to do.
So there's the wires that come from...
That's the wires that are in the wall.
Okay.
Gordon's got one that's actually got the... Can I just have that for a second?
The brown one's still on.
There we go.
Came off.
There's the wire coming in, runs off to your patch panel.
Yep.
So the wire runs in, fully sheathed, and that wraps around there. You push the block in that has the cable.
Yeah.
Push the block in on the bit that's on the wall plate.
Yeah.
Don't do it while it is in the wall plate because you'll just push it out of the wall plate.
Yeah.
And they clip together. We can hear a clip if you... I'll pull that wire off. There you go. If you want to put one together, there's the wall socket bit. And there's your bit that clamps in.
Okay.
That's a different one, is it?
Yes. Just a different style. No, this one actually goes into the patch panel in the cupboard.
That one.
Which is this one. It's a different sort of it.
So you've got the eight little things on this side. And then that goes straight into there.
Yeah, so it just slides in.
How do you know they're all going to connect? Or are they all...
Well, the wires are actually going into a little slot on that piece.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to back together now. No, stop. Okay. At the very front, when you push the wires through, there's a slot.
Yeah.
You push the wires through the slot.
Yeah.
And you fold them up according to the colours on the top.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right? So we can see there's white, brown and brown. So that means white, brown goes on the bottom one and brown goes on the top one.
Yeah.
And they go into a little round recess that holds the wire in place.
Uh-huh.
So then when you slide it along the body of the UTP socket, it holds it in place and there's like a, what would you call it, a fork, I suppose? A V-shaped piece of metal that the round cable gets pushed into. It slices through the insulation and makes contact with the wire underneath. Very common form of connector.
So they're all pushed through there and lined up in the right holes.
And if Kerry wants to give those a more detailed description when they're passed a lot across, like here. Oh, another one. Sorry.
Okay.
Here you go. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
now, it's in two bits.
Yep, I can see
pull apart and they slide together.
Okay, so what we have is we have the socket side of things, and then we have this other little plastic thing that slides together, and you slide the... I don't know where you put your magnifier.
I'll get it.
On those you strip back further, because you've got more distance to travel. It's got to bend around that. Well, it's all set by the... connector itself, and when you open the packet, the connector's in. It's normally got a length that you strip them back for.
Maybe better to do that for the RJ45 connector. That sort of
these
problem.
Things are very expensive, Gordon.
That's right.
Those little injection molded crimping things are dirt cheap. About $5 per 50 or something, rather.
Mm-hmm. So those things can be like $10 per bit.
Yeah, oh, they're very expensive. Okay, so that's how you connect to the wall. The wall end has to connect to something else, and normally they go into patch panels. Now, if we haven't seen a patch panel, it's basically two sets of UTP sockets. One UTP socket is the switch, so you connect from your switch, which is distributing your network connection, to a port that leads off to where it is in the wall. And this is so that you can have more ports than you actually have, more ports on the wall than you actually have switch ports. So you can move machines around or change things as and when you like. So to jump in between a switch port and a wall port, you go through the patch panel. And this is part of a patch panel. I have my greasy little mitt. And it's from Panduit, so it's a really expensive, high-class one. And it's a whole row of UTPs that mounts up in a rack. These ones are numbered 1 through 12 and have little white bits so you can write things on them, I suppose. So here you go, Brad. Feel on one side, you will feel UTP points, ports. It's on the side in your right hand. Okay, so when you're looking at it, you would only see the UTP side.
Yeah.
Okay. The other side,
the other side is where you connect your wires.
Yeah.
And these, again, are these little V connectors.
Yeah.
So there's a V-shaped piece of metal, and the wire fits in, and as the V becomes narrow, it slices through the insulation and connects the wire.
Yeah.
And you use a special tool for that, which I'm now going to pass around. So I pass that along.
So this is the other end of...
Well, this is what goes in your patch panel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it uses a special tool, which we're not going to use because it is a one-off. We connect it once, and that's it we can put.
So this, these ports in here, they're UTP
485. Which is the same.
Same.
RJ45 on a UTP connection.
Yeah. Okay.
And in fact, if you do the actual tour of the patch panels, Ian can actually show you one of these patch panels
we'll
in the next
just
room.
Just a minute.
Okay. And the back of it looks like it isn't about
anything. This instrument
is to make the wire connections. Special tool called a punch down tool. And it does the connection of the UTP wires to the boards at the back.
This is the...
Now, please give a decent description of that, Kerry, because it's an odd little device.
This is strange. It weighs about 700 grams. It's rectangular. On one side of it, it has two lots of eight RJ45s. There is a metal frame. Behind the metal frame, there is a plastic frame, and on the left-hand side of the plastic it has a little thing that points down, and on the right-hand side it's got one that points to the right, which sticks up from the board. That slides into the patch panel, and then in actually behind where all of the 12 RJ45s are the actual connector points where you actually punch the cables down into. So, very interesting.
And the good news is our expensive meter has charged, so we'll have a shot of that.
And here's a little tool with that's sort of fat at one end, and it's thin at the other end, and it's got a little three sticky outfits that force the cable down into it.
Yes, that's what you force the cable into, those little V connectors with.
It's called a punch-down tool. And you can hang it on the rack. There's a little hook hole for it, and you can hang it up.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah. How come there's two little sticky out things at the sides? Is that just so you can hold it, or does it split in half?
I'm not quite sure what this is for.
Looks like it splits in half.
No, I think that's actually for... No, that's the springs on the little cutter things on the end.
Right.
They're really, really odd looking things. Looks like a alien beast. The end of it. It's got one, two, three, four blades on it. Sorry, five blades on it, all in a row. So... Yes, odd little fellow. Well, if you want to pause for just a moment, I'll go and get the other meter and clear some room so I can actually get it on the table.
Okay, we're recording again. He's just carried a whopping big cable tester over. It was worth $50,000 once upon a time.
Right, it also has a very large dongle. It's about the size of a normal multimeter. Just because it's old. So we'll plug the end into there. There we go, Gemma. You can be the remote technician holding that one.
Thank you.
There you go.
On that, there are three lights.
Yep.
And as she says, pass, test, and fail.
Mm-hmm.
If I pop in the other end of this, I can do an auto test by hitting the test button. And it says standard cable, 100 base TX, up to 100 meters, sorry, UTP, not up to, 100 ohm, Cat 5, remote end testing, disable, scanning for remote. This must be a faulty cable because it's not finding the remote.
No.
So it's a good cable.
Didn't work.
Down there, I think, would. No, so we're getting a really bad thing happening here. Let's unplug that one. No, that's not it. You got one end on it.
Oh, no, there's another one.
No, it's only got one end on it.
Good cable. Somebody's wandered off with it.
Blame Sue, she went home. Is it the one?
No, it's not that one. Stop that one.
And we'll pause.
The pause button, I think, would be a good idea.
Okay, here's another one that he prepared earlier. In other words, it's probably a commercial one.
Is exactly, yes. So I'm going to plug this in before the battery goes back.
Let's see if that can turn on. Okay.
No, I just put it on a few minutes charge, Gordon.
Oh.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Just beep, beep, beep.
Open flat.
Scanning for remote still. There we are. We might not have enough battery. Okay, this one has not only the rotary key with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 positions, it also has four buttons at the top which interact with the menu that comes up on the screen, cursor keys, a test key, save key, exit key, enter key, and a wake up key. So we go back to single test.
So you can wake up Jeff.
Yes. And what we've got here is on our single test, we can look at TDX analyzer. We can do time domain reflecting thing.
Reflectometer.
Yes, thank you. Wire map, length, propagation delay, delay skew, which we talked about a little bit. It does next impedance attenuation and resistance as well. So if we do our wire map, I think the battery might be flat on our remote.
Yeah.
I would have figured.
Yeah.
That's the same.
Okay, we've got a flat battery on the remote.
Right.
Well, pause and I'll see if I can get one.
Okay. Okay, we're unpausing again.
Not yet, just make sure it works.
Yeah, it's doing all sorts of tests and then a special 10-inch cable.
He's late, is he?
No, it's going clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, she's gone. Big Shania. Calibration complete. Right, now we can do a real one.
Hurrah.
Okay. Were we recording that per chance? Or?
Yes, we were.
Oh, goody. Right, let's find a cable. There's one we prepared earlier.
I didn't get the first beep, but that's
back
all right.
In there.
Yay.
Then Gemma,
plug me back in.
You get to be useful. You hold that in, and Gemma.
Yeah,
can
I'm
you
three
tell me which lights come on?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll turn it round to auto test and press test.
The orange one and the green one.
Yep, so it's doing test, pass, fail.
Mm-hmm.
Our headroom is 29.2 dB.
Mm.
We can view results, and it tells us wire map pass, resistant pass, it's 1.2 metres long, propagation delay is pass, impedance next, attenuation, ACR. They're all passed, so we can actually get individual results of these by moving down to the particular one. Like if you said, well, propagation delay, why did that pass, but what was it? Well, I can tell you, it was pairs 1 and 2 were 6 nanoseconds, and pair 3 and 6 were 7 nanoseconds. So we have a bit of skew there.
Mm.
All right, let's exit out of there. And let's get our bad cable. Well, we can do single test first. Well, let's have a look at TDR. Press the... There we go. And it's telling us a pair 1, and 3 that is, are a distance of 1.2 metres away, but pair 3 and 6 are actually 1.4 metres.
Yeah.
So in this rather short cable, there is a 200 millimeter difference. which is interesting. We can also use this to monitor traffic. So if we plug it into a live wall socket, we can watch the packets go flying past. But it only gives us a utilisation level number of collisions. Yep. Right, so not particularly useful nowadays. And you can print out. So if we get our dud cable. You're getting a great deal more information on these particular ones. That's our dud cable. Yes. Have an end. We go back to auto test and press our test button. It goes clicky, clicky, clicky. You're getting some signals there. Oh, hang on. That one passed. That must be the good one.
Yeah.
All right, well, that one's perfectly right, so let's give that to young Graham to take home.
There you are, another network cable.
Let's make it the tough one. Try that. Let's pop them in. And press test. Scanning for remote, we don't get anything.
We don't get anything.
So this is because we've only got two pairs connected. If we got a perfectly good cable and cut a wire, we would get a much more interesting result.
Mm.
So do a single test. If you go to wire map, we'll find out why. We won't, because we're still looking for the remote. There's not enough connections to actually do it.
Yeah.
All right. So this one will give you lots of other information. It's a bit out of date now, as I said, like many, many years. But to get something equivalent of today, or equivalent of this made today, you'd be looking around $25,000 to $30,000.
Wow.
So they do all kinds of things. Okay.
So there we go.
Is there anything else to comment on this?
No, I think that's a pretty good run through a cable test lab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. If you'd like to hear it again, press play on the MP3.
Or ask and we'll download it twice.
Yes, that's right. All right.